Good morning. It's August 15th, 2018, and was just leaving Mass for the Assumption of Mary, and got to see Dominic serve another Mass, so he did really well. And I just wanted to reach out and just say some things that were crossing my mind this morning. So one of the things that I've talked about from the beginning was the affirmations and the acting as if and doing things mentally to create a better reality in our day-to-day lives, to hold those affirmations and make those visualizations so real that they change the reality that we're living in. And it's been hard. It's difficult to do because, you know, for 46 years, my brain has worked a completely different way and has lived in the expectant hope of good things to come versus really trying to bend my mind to the idea that it can create a reality. My physical body will fall into that reality, will follow, because as the mind leads, my body follows. And to create the goodness and the blessings that I seek. So that's a long way around to say that another way to think about it is we can 100% control the way we react to events around us. And the reason that we have that 100% control is because we can create the reality around us. We, in our positive affirmations, our positive visualizations, we can create the physical reality around us. So what happens when things pop up in our life that are unexpected and are bad, right? What happens when we get the flat tire? What happens when we miss a meeting and I'll get to the concrete example that actually happened this morning in a little bit. What do you mean? we certainly didn't create that in our lives, right? Well, you know, we're also actors in other people's realities, right? So because we're actors and they are the directors of their reality, you know, we a lot of times, or we may fall into their reality, and so our actions are actually a fulfillment of the reality that they're creating. So what we always have to do is maintain a concrete, definite focus on our reality, the goodness that we see, the goodness that we want to create, the blessings that we have. And now I'm going to get to the crux of what happened this morning. So this morning I woke up and I was in a good mood. I was in a decent mood. I've had better. I've had way, way, way worse. I was fine. I was smiling. And I get up. I help the boys get dressed. And Jax had a little problem with his uniform pants. They hadn't quite dried enough from the washing that we had given him. So I took them back to the laundry room to throw them in the dryer. And Melinda says, what's going on? And I said, I need to throw these back in the dryer. And her immediate reaction to me was, well, then you're going to have to iron them again because I've already ironed them. And I responded 100% in kind. It's like, all right, well, I guess I will. You know, that's... And really, what was happening there was she wasn't having as good a morning as I was. And I played the direction that she gave me when really what I should have done was responded with joy and happiness and gratitude that we have a washer and dryer. We have an iron that we could use. Our boys are going to a great school, and I should have reflected back the happiness she deserves, right? The happiness that I promised would be with us when I proposed to her, when I married her, and for these last 10 years, right? Those things that I promised to give her should have been emanating from me
this morning, and they weren't, because I lost focus on my vision of blessings, of gratitude, and again, the promises that I made to her 10 years ago. So this is already going a little bit more than 5 minutes. She barely has 5 minutes to eat lunch, but this is one episode that I'm going to ask her to listen to. And I hope that you took something from this as well. That, you know, just like it's all over the internet, and Chuck Swindoll that says, you know, life is just 10% what happens to us and 90% how we react to it. I believe that. And remember that our reactions should come through the lens and be focused by our visualization of gratitude, happiness, abundance. All right, so I hope that each one of us have an abundant, blessed, happy, grateful day. And I love you, Melinda. And I'm sorry that I didn't give you the happiness and joy that I promised you 10 years ago. But I promise that I will keep on trying to give you all the joy and happiness that you give me. I love you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.